This is what's trending today. The Super Bowl is usually the most watched television program in the United States each year. This year, it is on Sunday, February 5th. A 30-second television commercial during the game this year costs about $5 million. Companies believe that is a good investment. Tostitos makes a snack food similar to a potato chip. They are made from ground corn. The corn chips are often eaten with a mixture of chopped tomatoes, peppers, and other spices. The combination is known as salsa. The company that makes the chip is not advertising during next week's Super Bowl, but it is trying an innovative way to be noticed by consumers. It recently sent out a new bag to reporters. The bag has a sensor that detects alcohol. If you blow into the bag, it will light up if there is alcohol on your breath. The gimmick promotes a partnership with the ride-sharing car service Uber. Anyone who buys the chips this week will get a discount for an Uber ride. That is because people sometimes drink too much alcohol while watching the game and cause accidents on their way home. Many reporters wrote about the bag and posted their stories on Twitter. People reacted to the story, including the police department for the small city of Lawrence, Kansas. Lawrence is home to the University of Kansas, a large school with almost 30,000 students. The police department wrote on Twitter, "If you have to blow into a Tostitos bag to know if you're intoxicated, for the love of all that is holy, do not drive." The statement has been shared and liked almost 150,000 times so far. It turns out the Lawrence police have a good sense of humor and a lot of experience dealing with drunk people. On January 22nd, someone from Lawrence Police wrote, "Okay, Lawrence, all you have to do is walk out of the bar and get home safely. Don't stop to punch other people. We can do this." That was followed by two other tweets updating readers on the number of days between fights at bars in Lawrence. The first one said, "The city made it one day without a fight." It was followed with, "We spoke too soon. Lawrence has successfully gone 0 days without a fight at bar closing time. Ugh." The account is also filled with wisdom about how to be good citizens and how to interact with police. Oh, and the department even has an officer named Shelby Wisdom. One night, the police wrote, "Contrary to some belief, you do in fact need both headlights to legally drive." That same night, it posted a photo jokingly showing a donut truck and called it Recon. The Lawrence Police Twitter account has almost 12,000 followers. There are only about 90,000 residents in all of Lawrence. One person, Taylor Snyder, is a fan. She wrote, "Wouldn't mind being pulled over by whoever runs the Lawrence, Kansas Police Department Twitter page. They seem cool." And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedel.